Everyone, my name is Cynthia.
And this is Samantha, and we'd like to welcome you to our first episode of our podcast called The Glow Factor.
Woo! Welcome, everyone. It's been something that we've been working on for a while, and we're finally glad to be able to share it with you guys.
Yeah, this is a podcast of, like, self-journeys, self-improvement, and just, like, our journey to how we got to that point in our lives where we kind of know ourselves and we would like to share those lessons with you as well. And we always talk about maybe in our future we can show this to our kids too and then show them, like, what we went through in our 20s. I think it's, like, a fun concept to talk about since everyone is going through something in their lives, so.
Yes, indeed. I definitely feel like a great takeaway that you would be able to learn from both Samantha and I. It's just different versions of what embracing your inner goddess or your femininity looks like. So, yeah, we're very excited just to start off to just... Samantha, you want to start?
Yeah, I guess we can start off by introducing ourselves. obviously, we're in our 20s, and I think a cool concept about this podcast is that me and Cynthia, like, we've known each other for so long, like, since middle school, and we're so different, so I feel like any girl can relate to either Cynthia or I, like, so Cynthia, she would consider herself a little bit more, how do you say?
Unique.
No, not unique, but I think...
Professional yapper.
But I feel like our attachment styles are a little bit different. So yes. With that comes different point of views, different outcomes, just our different way of thinking. So, like, I used to identify myself more with the avoidant style of attachment. And Cynthia, I think you would say anxious, correct?
Yes.
So I feel like with that, like, that'll really give a lot of us more information about how we think and, I guess, help basically all of you guys because... obviously, we're all trying to heal in some sort of way in our lives, so.
Yes, indeed. I definitely feel like this past couple years, my relationship with Samantha has, like, definitely has strengthened, and I definitely feel like when you have a great friendship with an individual and just someone that, you know, isn't like you, you learn another perspective of life, and it makes you appreciate and value whatever lessons that there is and just remind yourself you're just human and no one's perfect, and this is the beauty behind growing. It's crazy to think that I'm about to be in my 30s next year. I definitely feel like I'm currently in my awakening phase, and that's something that I think Samantha spoke about way early on before I even knew what the concept was. So I definitely feel like this is something I want her to mention, that because the fact that we are the yin to the yang, but there's so much that we want to share with you guys. And so, yeah, I'll just let Samantha talk.
No, but I like how you said that you learn from me, but I also learn from you. So I think not only listening about regarding your attachment style, but also listening about the other attachment style that you're not, because that actually helps you kind of have, like, the full picture of, like, what they're thinking or your friends are thinking, your significant other. Like, obviously we're in a society where we have to interact with other people, so I think that's important to know, you know, their attachment styles and how they see life through their eyes. So I guess that's, like, a big, like, summary of what we're trying to broadcast to our audience. So I guess I know there's a lot of popular opinions about the term feminine energy, so I know everyone has their own definition, but I would like to ask you, Cynthia, what you think feminine energy is for you.
I believe that the definition of femininity, or just embracing it, it just means just viewing yourself at your highest potential, and seeing yourself as the goddess that you are, and realizing that we are placed on this earth primarily as women to really enhance, and obviously the big thing that distinguishes us from men is that we're obviously nurturers from the moment that we are being conceived, mm-hmm. and our mothers and their mothers, you know, have passed on their version of different DNA coding,
mm-hmm.
and really have allowed us to learn different lessons and just continue to, you know, the core thing that makes us very unique compared to men is our intuition. And I think mm-hmm. your intuition is at the highest when you have unlocked your femininity and realize mm-hmm. that the only person that looks out for you, that will love you and will care about you, is yourself.
Yeah, so evolution, like you mentioned, like DNA, I think evolution is a big concept of who we are, obviously, like physically. But also, I feel like femininity for me would be kind of honoring yourself and where you are right now in the stage of your life, but also trying to improve as well, because not everyone's perfect. And femininity, I feel like, is the same as having grace, not only for like everyone around you, but also yourself. So I feel like just learning about your mistakes is also important, and just kind of like understanding you and your inner child. So I think that's like another big aspect of femininity. And I know a lot of people, like on social media, they see femininity so different, and I think everyone deserves to identify what femininity is for them. So yeah,
I definitely agree. That also, I guess, like where it starts or how you can distinguish when someone is in their femininity is like the glow. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the key point of why we're calling it the glow factor, is we want you to unlock it. I definitely feel like when you feel good, you look good. So mm-hmm. you have to do it from wherever your journey is. If that's just basically acknowledging that you want to improve, because whatever you're looking for is already looking for you. Mm-hmm. We're very big believers in like vibrations.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you are feeding your soul, your body, the full on energy, you're going to attract whatever you're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
But the only person that's preventing you from achieving that is yourself.
Yeah. And obviously we all have desires in our lives, and like everyone has desires.
Correct.
And a lot of people do have that mentality where, oh, okay, like I really want that, but they really doubt themselves and they can't achieve it. But if you have the desire in you, that means it's meant for you. Like,
exactly.
It's like a like, you know, the book that we're reading,
mm-hmm.
It says, I think the quote is, if there's a desire, that means that's a preview of your movie. So
yes.
That's going to happen. It's just a little preview that you're experiencing, and that's, it's going to be for you. So I think that's also like feminine energy for me. It's just trusting that everything is supposed to be how it is, and just trusting yourself and being secure in who you are and just showing up as your best self. So
I completely agree. I know that like a key thing that you said is like overall is like trusting yourself and believing yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I know that you touched upon it earlier about like the childhood aspect of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you really have to remind yourself that if you really want to really dive in and be able to get to this aspect of like unlocking that, you have to first do the inner work. And that means understanding like maybe certain traumas or certain triggers that you've had in the past as a child, because of the fact that I think we have learned from the book too, is in your life, you're going to constantly have to like shelter, love, and overall heal the inner child. Whatever
mm-hmm.
you've experienced, we all as human beings have experienced some version of trauma. Unless you're that perfect, then I completely understand. Like, you can just disregard this podcast, but
there's
that's
no
a realistic
truth. Yeah, there's no one perfect. But yeah, I think it's like you mentioned before, like everything is vibrational. And if you don't, I guess, work on your inner child, like that does change your vibration and what you attract. So if you're working in your inner child, always improving, always trying to learn about yourself, like that's when you change, and then that's what you attract differently, because you are different. So you attract different and better. So
yeah. I think that's a great segue for us to talk about maybe our previous versions of who we were.
Mm-hmm.
I guess just to give you some background information about my life, I definitely felt like a couple years ago, you know, I didn't love myself, and it's a very harsh thing to say, but I'm also very thankful that I can say it now, and I've actually outgrown that. And to realize, like, you are constantly working on improving yourself, respecting yourself, and things mm-hmm. like that. And I am very grateful that I've been able to be here right now to speak about this and just realize mm-hmm. it's kind of like, if you believe that you are whatever you are, like, I believe that I am a queen, I believe that I can achieve anything, that's the type of treatment that you will receive. Because if you don't give that to yourself, that means, like, you know, self-care, that mm-hmm. means, like, overall, like, working out, journaling, things like that. Like, those are things that Samantha and I do. Mm-hmm. You know, how do you expect someone else to view you like that? Like, you have to remind yourself mm-hmm. that in order for you to receive whatever you want, you have to start embodying that life and remind mm-hmm. yourself that there's no, like, start date. If you don't start now by actually acknowledging it, you're never going to be able to achieve those goals that you want.
Yeah. And you did say that a couple years ago you did not have this mentality. So what did you do to begin your journey, like, for self-improvement, self-love? Like, what triggered you to have that journey? Because, you know, everyone has that moment, like, where they're like, okay, there's something that needs to change in my life, and I know there's something better out there. I want to go get it.
There's a lot. I don't know where to start with that one. I guess, at least for myself, I guess would say is, like, the previous individuals that, the people from my past, that's probably where it can go, is just, like, I didn't love myself, and I expected someone else to, you know, heal me and love me when I didn't do it for myself.
Mm-hmm.
And then I feel like what really, like, shifted my awakening was, like, me realizing, like, of viewing my body as my temple. Like, this week, maybe I haven't been the greatest about, like, eating clean, but I'm very big about eating clean and, like, working out. So that's something that I feel like, that and the aspect of, like, last year, like, just speaking on this, I know Samantha has been with me through everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, last year I was in a complete different headspace. I feel like I was very pessimistic, and, you know, I also, like, lost my job, and I've had a lot of different things that were going on in my life. And now where I'm at is, like, ideally I'm not exactly where I want to be, but I know what I have to do to achieve the higher goals that I want to mm-hmm. receive. For starters, I think one thing that I will constantly have to work on is being more gentle with myself. Mm-hmm. And I think it's my inner child, and I think it's also my previous experience that I was never kind with myself, and that's probably what mm-hmm. made me kind of push start it. And me just realizing, like, I just did not feel happy. Mm-hmm. I was not, I felt like in a lot of photos I've had, or I just felt very insecure. And I think that was kind of, like, the aspect of me realizing, okay, like, if I don't change this now, then when the hell am I going to do it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What about you?
So I actually had the same kind of awakening. When I started, I guess, this journey, I knew that there was something more. I just couldn't put my finger on it. I was like, there's no way life is just this. Like, yeah. There's no way. Like, my point of view of life was just, okay, like, well, when I come from a Hispanic household, so we're more like, okay, what's the next step? What's the next goal? Like, what's our, like, overall, like, goal? Like, where are we trying to get to? So it was more goal-oriented, and I was like, there's no way that life is just like this. I think life is meant to be enjoyed, and my point of view at that point was not, like, I didn't have a relationship with life. I was just living through it, but not really, like,
for survival.
Yeah, basically. So I think I started when I was during, like, my last relationship. I just think I was, I don't know, I feel like it was just, like, stagnant, you know, like, my mm-hmm. life was stagnant, not anyone who was in it, but just me, myself. And I started reading, I started learning new things, and I was like, your mind changes. When your mind changes, your world changes, because that's your point of view. Like, you see the world how you see, like, your through your experiences. So, like, my experiences started broadening and getting, like, a lot more interesting. So I feel like my life started getting more interesting, started learning new things, So then that's when I wanted to improve myself because I wanted a better life. So, but yeah, so I feel like the habits that I did was also like have grace, but also be open to learning new things. Cause I remember before, like I was really closed off. Like I didn't really want to try new things. And I think in a way that kind of like, talks about like my avoidant attachment style too, cause I was more like to myself, but I feel like after that, like, I started, like, inviting more more people in my life, more different people, and they, like, expand your knowledge. So I feel like that's something that I started doing in my feminine energy, just being a little bit more open and letting life take its course mm-hmm. and, like, enjoying the ride, actually, so.
I completely agree. But I definitely think that one thing that maybe both you and I can relate to is realizing the access that you've given to certain individuals in your life mm-hmm. that shouldn't have it.
Yeah.
And realizing that as you start doing all this work, you'll start realizing certain people that, you know, don't want good for you or overall are draining you. Because I feel like I think both you and I agree about, like, vampire energy suckers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, yeah, like, I think that was, like, a big thing that I did not realize that changes everything. Like, it's kind of like, what is that saying goes, whatever you eat is, how does it go? It says, you are what you eat, right? That's right, the saying goes?
Yeah, or like, you are the average of the five people you are closest to.
Yes, yeah. And I realized that when I was, in my past, I've had certain friendships that I felt like didn't serve me to my highest potential. I felt like they caused me to self-doubt myself and like not love myself to the fullest potential. And I feel like a very important thing to at least maybe think about after you've done listening to this podcast is, like, think about even listening to this. Like, do you feel more inspired or you feel more drained? Mm-hmm. Because in the same time, I think that's a very important thing that I think both you and I have realized when mm-hmm. we hang out with certain individuals that if we come out, like, we need to go charge our iPhones, then, you know, it ain't gonna be it.
I don't want to be charging myself every single time I hang out with someone. Yeah. But yeah, like you did mention, it is important who you keep around, but not only who, but like what you read, like what it's literally life-changing. Like you choose what you want in your life. And every single time you're choosing, for example, like going out to the clubs every single week, mm-hmm. like that's what you're choosing. That is your life. Like you okay. have the autonomy of choosing how your life is going to be, like, in that very second, you know. You can choose, like, left or right, but yeah, it's important who you keep around and what you expose yourself, because that essentially adds like a pebble of like what your life is, you know. So yeah, so
what else? Should we talk about boundaries?
Yeah, so I guess we're just giving a little bit of like a summary of what our podcast is going to be, because it's not like we're not, like, diving deep into it yet, but I guess we just want to, like, do a little intro, like, pilot episode. But, yeah, so also in this podcast, we'll be talking about boundaries.
Relationships.
And relationships. And
self-worth.
Self-worth. Yeah, like, there's so much in self-worth in itself. There, like, we can say so much about it, but, yeah, so it's going to be all about that, like, lifestyle.
Yeah, at least to give you more in of insight about Samantha and I. So I'm a very big believer of therapy, and I do go to therapy, and I'm very thankful for my therapist and the therapists I've had in the past, and I've been also very fortunate to have Samantha, who, you know, just to show you, like, that's the beauty behind two different people, right? Samantha mm-hmm. hasn't gone to therapy, but she's overall open to it, which I think that's amazing.
Yeah.
But in the same time, I feel like if you would have met us, you know, in like a restaurant or in a coffee shop or something like
public,
that,
yeah.
In public, correct.
Yeah.
Should have said that. you know, you probably be like, oh, wow, like these girls, they're very educated for the aspect of it. And I think it's just because both Samantha and I are like such curious souls that we're mm-hmm. constantly trying to find something. If that is whatever it is about like learning, we're all about like just continuing to pour into ourselves.
Yeah, we like observing, like, also, so, like, social, like, environment, society,
yes.
like, interactions, like, it's, when you learn more about yourself, you also learn a lot more about, like, people, because you see how they react to things, you see their triggers, you see, like, how they respond. So it's not like I learned so much about myself, but also like about people around me. Like,
yeah.
So it's something that we are really aware that there are a lot of people out there with different like attachment styles, different like values and morals. And I think that's also important to have in society. So I feel like that's something that really strikes our like interest. Yeah. Like, and that's like also something that's going to help us with like improving ourselves and how to, I guess, be better in relationships too. And
exactly.
Interaction. So
definitely overall level up, you know, we want you to be the best version of yourself. And, you know, I feel like, what makes us, I think, so great at it, or what we've heard from it, because I definitely believe that, is we're constantly trying to learn more from other individuals and, you know, from our own selves. Mm-hmm. And just realize, like, the beauty behind life is if you're not evolving, you're not living into your greatest potential.
Yeah.
And overall, not being stagnant, like you mentioned. Stagnant is, it's not going to lead you anywhere.
Yeah. Stagnant is really dangerous because it can become comfortable. And when you're comfortable, you don't want to get out of your comfort zone, obviously. It's more, you just need to push yourself. You need to find that inspiration within yourself, or at least start with someone that's inspiring you, something that you're listening to change your mindset and then therefore change your life, you know, so... you did mention about like boundaries. What were you trying to say about boundaries?
You know, boundaries are something that I definitely feel like for my anxious babies out there, something that I definitely want to make sure that you realize what boundaries are. I definitely felt like until I started going to therapy, I never really understood what boundaries are. But the importance to realize that boundaries help you for yourself and other individuals to, you know, overall preserve you, and to just, you know, remind yourself it's like you are the person you have to look out for. If someone is impacting your mental health, your physical health, whatever it is, like, you don't need that. You don't need that type of individual in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And I also feel like one thing that I think Samantha and I have realized, like, even like she's mentioned, like, when we go out to places, right? I definitely believe that wherever we go, we always attract. We attract, if that is...
a free meal.
A free...
a free pass, I'm kidding.
You know, we just overall attract... what I'm just trying to say is, like, when you are at your highest, level, you will immediately turn heads. Like, you will always be, like... people can sense that you are so confident that the glow is just radiating off of you. And that's exactly that we hope that you will be able to take.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's like an overall glow. Cause I know a lot of women out there, obviously the, physical aspect, like, you can glow physically, but like, correct, we want you to glow like outwardly and also like through like inner work,
yeah,
like through yourself, through your knowledge, through just like, you know, confidence. Like, that's literally where the glow comes from, like your confidence. And people can sense that you're not confident or like uncomfortable. Like, it's something that evolution has taught us to kind of like identify, you know.
Yeah. And this is like, that's just such a great thing, because I definitely, you know, Samantha, you mentioned a very valid point, made me think about this video I saw, because one thing that I realized about like Samantha and I, right? Samantha can come off a little bit more reserved, and I can come off a little bit more like talkative and things like that. But in the same time, Samantha's actually more approachable than I am in the aspect, it's her body language. And that's actually what I was going to tell you about. I was like, I saw this video yesterday of like this girl that was explaining how you should position your body language.
Uh-huh.
And it made me think, I'm like, everything she put with the X mark is what I do. And then I think of like, in general, like, sometimes it's like the best way for you to learn is to look at someone that, you know, you admire overall, that you you like, you know, is in your inner circle, or just someone else. Like yesterday when I was hanging out with Ivar, he told me, he was asking me, sorry, Ivar is my friend, I just want to make sure that we understand there's different people that I'll be talking about, but
yeah.
He was asking me about advice. He's like, what should I do? Should I remove my beard? Should I do this, this, and this? And I told him, because I feel like this is exactly what you and I would say to each other.
Uh-huh.
Where I was just like, well, look at people that you find attractive and look at them. And when you look at them, you'll start embodying that individual.
Yeah.
And you'll start looking like someone like them. I'm just like, so just look at an attractive person. I think of it. And I'm like, I feel like you are like me. Like, remind yourself that what you're putting into your soul, your energy from the moment you're looking at your phone, that's what you're attracting. And like, mm-hmm. that's what I was gonna say, like the people that you and I both follow on social media, mm-hmm. like are people that we admire, that we know that we can ideally become.
Yeah. So it's like you did mention, another like mentality that everyone should, I guess, achieve is when you run into someone or look at someone, and instead of feeling jealous of what they have, like, you should feel inspired. So mm-hmm. that's a big concept about, too, of self-improvement. Because if you're always just feeling jealous or feeling, or you're comparing yourself, you're always going to be in that bubble. Like, instead of feeling inspired, that energy of being inspired changes a lot of things in your physical world. It always starts about how you feel about yourself. Always feel inspired instead of jealous, and that's going to take you like miles and miles, like
that's true,
you know? So yeah, that's like, I guess, like our our like summary of what our podcast is going to be. Just like a lot of different topics about like self-improvement, obviously femininity, and all those things that can help you glow, you know, within. So
yeah, so excited. Thank you guys for tuning in.
Yeah.
We definitely hope that you've taken away at least something.
Yeah.
And just remind yourself that you are amazing.
Yeah. And hopefully you'll join us next time to learn more about what we learned in our 20s. But thank you guys for listening.
Bye.
Bye.